Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Council, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and this is Thriving Thursday. Listen, if you see two Thriving Thursdays back to back, it's because somehow we had a glitch and last Thursday's podcast did not upload. So we are bringing you both, the double whammy. I think that's good, right? Sometimes more is good. Okay, sometimes less is more, but sometimes more is more. Okay, anyway, let's go on. Okay, our topic for today is, are you in the right business? Choosing the best business for you. Now, one of the things about deciding which way to go and if you're in the right business is that sometimes you need to ask some of the right questions to yourself and sometimes to other people and take a look at your market. Today, we are going to talk about the fact that, as tough as it may sound, that you may not be in the right business, because it's important that you kind of carve out your niche and that you're excited about what you're doing and that you make money from it. Before I get into that, I want to remind you guys to check out our Live With Purpose Goal Planner. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com. If you are even thinking about running a business, you want to get your life on track, you want to really have clarity when it comes to the goals that you've set, then this is definitely the planner for you. We only have a limited number of copies, and you can pre-order yours now to reserve your copy. Once we've sold out, that's it. We're not going to get any more in. And it's kind of our first time doing this. And of course, next year, our goal planner, it's going to be equally as awesome. But that planner is for 2020. The planner that you're ordering now is for 2019. It's a 14-month journal or goal planner. I keep calling it a journal or goal planner, where you can start planning your goals in the month of November. So we're going to start shipping them out most likely September, October timeframe. We could ship them out earlier. It all depends on when they're sold out, because we're going to do a mass shipment and we want you to get them before November, long before November, so that you can be prepared when November comes to set your goals. So go to designingyourlifetoday.com and check it out. Also, you know what? Yesterday I talked about how to move forward. And so when it comes to being in the right business, if you're not moving forward, well, that might be an indication that you are not in the right business, assuming you're not having other challenges. But sometimes we don't know the difference. And so if you're having that difficult time, you may need some coaching. You may need to make a connection with a group that's inspired, empowered, where you guys can feed off one another. And if it's something that's more difficult or something personal that's stopping you, then most likely you need some therapy. And now if it's coaching that you need, you want to go to designingyourlifetoday.com /get results. And you can check out our get results section and just choose we have an online coaching course that's awesome. You can get your questions answered, but you can also connect to others. And you guys, as I said, can feed off one another, inspire one another, and get to where it is you want to be. You can ask me questions directly, and you will get answers from me. So check that out if you feel like you need something more. Okay, let's talk about, are you in the right business? If you're having challenges in your business, then there could be a plethora of reasons why this is happening. But just for today, we're going to take a look at whether you're in the right business. Usually that is one of the first questions that you want to answer before you start troubleshooting. Now, if you already know that you're in the right business and you're having other challenges, then keep listening to our podcast. I'm sure we're going to get around to whatever that challenge is, or you can help us plan our next show by sending us an email or posting something on our Facebook page at facebook.com/designeryourlifetoday. So just check us out on Facebook and click the like button. Put your question there if you want. Just communicate with us and we want to get you answers. Our goal is to help you achieve yours. So here are some things that you want to take a look at. Here's how you know that you may not be in the right business. Now, as I said, assuming that you're not having some other personal problems that can interfere with your clarity and interfere with you, your decision making process, your ability to make decisions that are, more productive for you as opposed to counterproductive to your success, assuming that these personal problems aren't really interfering with you in that big way, then first thing, if you're not inspired, that is like one of the strongest indications that you are so in the wrong business. Now, I want to say this because there's always some kind of caveat that I have to put in when I say things like that. Sometimes your inspiration or your lack of inspiration can come from your unwillingness to do what you're supposed to do, or your unwillingness to work through the hard parts of that particular business. If you feel like this is your talent, if you feel like you're cut out to do this, then you know what? You're in the right business. Because there's always going to be something in business that we don't like doing. For example, when I was in real estate and when I started, people actually did cold calls. Okay, the internet was not so the go-to place to do marketing, to advertise. Okay, the internet was not that big of a deal during that time. Okay, that really makes me sound like ancient. I'm not ancient. Okay, so anyway, okay, was that to convince you or me? I don't know. Anyway, let's press on. So the point I'm making is that when it comes to your business, when I was in real estate, we had to make cold calls, pick up the phone and call people. Now, it's still done today. Some of it's done electronically, but that's just so annoying. That's a whole nother show for those of you that are in sales. But I had to pick up the phone and make cold calls. I absolutely hated talking to strangers. I hated getting on the phone, calling people. And I felt like I was interrupting their time and interrupting. I felt like I was just a complete interruption of their life. So I didn't like doing it. I especially didn't like hearing people hang the phone up on me and yell at me. So I didn't like those things. But you know what? That was one of the necessary evils in my business. So I had to go through that. But I was inspired by real estate. I was excited to be in real estate and I was learning, soaking up everything I could like a sponge. So I knew I was in the right business. And of course, it really worked out well for me and I excelled in that business. The other side to that coin is I stayed in it a little bit too long, but that's another story for another time. The point I'm making, because businesses evolve, I'll just say it, things evolve, you evolve and you start to grow into something else, your interests change. But the point is that I was in the right business. So are you inspired? If you're inspired, then that's a great foundation, okay, for starting that business. But there's more to it than just being inspired. I mean, I can be inspired to work for a nonprofit. I can be inspired to start a hobby. You know, I can be inspired to do many other things. So here are two other things that you want to look at when it comes to even being a part of that business or staying in that business. If that business is not making any money, then you have to ask yourself, am I really feeling a need? Is what I'm offering, is this something people really want? Or is this something I'm just excited about? Or am I trying to put some kind of special twist on something so that I can make money? Well, it takes more than that to make money. And even if you're making some monies, most likely you are not thriving. And if you want to thrive, you must be filling a need. And you can, there are different things that you can do to determine, okay, what are some of the needs that people have? Just open your eyes and look around you. It's everywhere. It's on the internet. It's on billboards. It's with people that you talk to, friends, families, family members, coworkers. It's listening to people if you're in line at the grocery store, complain and whine about every little thing. So there's always, you know, things where you can say, wow, it's you and your everyday interactions and some of the appointments and things that you go on and where they have you waiting too long. And you're saying, if that were me, I would do X, Y, Z. Uh-oh, you just solved a problem, or you're about to be able to fill a need because you just came up with a solution. So there are several things that you can look at when it comes to filling a need. But you want to ask yourself, am I filling a need in this business? And if you're not, you're not in the right business. Now, for those of you that are in direct sales, you're saying, listen, the need has already been identified by the mere fact that this company is in existence, and most likely it's been in existence and it's been thriving for more than 5 years. So that means there is a need. And yes, it has been identified. But the question becomes, number one, go back to number one, are you inspired by it? Or are you doing it just so you can make a dollar? Now, don't get me wrong. There are people that go into businesses and they can make money. Why? Because they've got what I call the Midas touch, right? They've got the touch of gold. I was in a part of a direct sales company for several years, and I built a huge unit. I built a large unit, almost 100 people. And I was excited about it, and I was inspired by it, and I was making money. But the truth of the matter is, that was not the right business for me. I was not doing it just for the sake of a dollar. But when I started making money, I kept doing it. But what was that about? It was about the fact that in real estate, I had learned the keys to making money. I had learned that if I could sell one thing, I could sell another. So there has to be more to it than that, than just being in the right business because you can make a dollar. Because at some point, while I was inspired, that inspiration was fleeting. It didn't last for a long time. At some point, it became a chore, it became annoying, it became boring, and all of the above. Okay. And it also became restrictive. And I don't do restrictions if I can help it. So the point that I'm making is that you must be inspired. You must be feeling a need. And it has to go beyond just you feeling that need. You have to be inspired, and you have to truly believe in your heart of hearts that I'm doing something to make a difference. Not that I'm doing something just because I'm broke and I've got to make money. I understand we all have to live. Don't get me wrong. So if you're in that type of business, do what you have to do, but make a transition. I can promise you, if you don't, it will not end well. Okay. Did that sound scary? All right. It wasn't meant to be scary, but maybe a little scary. No, nothing. All right. Anyway, let's move on. The third and final point that I have for you is, can you charge for it? Can you make money doing this business? Okay. Otherwise, if you can't, it's a hobby. And you said, but wait a minute, you just told me to, if I'm in a direct sales business and it's already proven that there's a need and I can make some money, you already told me, wait, you just told me to transition out of it. No, what I said was, if you're not inspired by it, if it's truly not your calling, you want to have all three of these working for you. Be inspired, fill a need, and determine if you can make money. So when you put all of these together, this is like gold. Okay. And so you're going to thrive for a long, long time. And I don't care what anybody says. If you think about Steve Jobs, he gave a speech once where he mentioned the fact that when you're doing what you're passionate about, you know, you're going to make money. Now, here's the thing. I want to kind of, and I paraphrase that, of course. There's more to it than just doing what you're passionate about, saying, oh, I'm going to make money. Once again, you must fill a need. Think about it. Apple is huge. He filled a need. And over time, his company evolved and their products became easier to use. Their products became sleeker, more user-friendly, and so safer to use. And so as a result, he was filling a need. I don't have an Apple computer, but I have a friend who does. And one of the things that, you know, he always points out the fact that is that he doesn't have to worry about getting a virus. And I thought, wow, how cool is that? What a need. Well, I don't have an Apple computer. And so I have to constantly make sure that I am, my computer is protected, and I'm making sure I back up my data. And you should do that whether you have an Apple computer or not. But the point that I'm making is they filled a need. So make sure you have all three of those components. So when it comes to being in the right business, and that's sometimes a very difficult question that we have to answer, because we think to ourselves, I've put in how many years just to come back and realize that I'm in the wrong business? Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, the part where I guess it becomes not right is where you're staying in a business that you're not supposed to be in. What that means is you're a piece of the puzzle in this whole big, vast world that we live in. And that piece is missing because you have not fallen into your passion. You're not following your passion. You're not following your calling. You're not using your most incredible talents. So at that point, someone else is doing it and they may not be doing it well. And you may be in a business where you're constantly struggling and you're not doing it well. And so as we wrap up, I have to remind you that at the end of the day, part of being an entrepreneur is that you are a self-starter and you can think for yourself and you can draw conclusions for yourself. But it doesn't mean that you don't want to seek coaching or a mentor. So it doesn't mean that, okay, because you want those things to make sure that you're accountable, that you're on track, and that you're moving forward. But at the end of the day, you have to make that final decision. So you have to go in your heart of hearts. And one of the things that I do that will help me, that helps me to be honest with myself, is I write down my answer. I write it down in my journal, and then I go back and I look at it a few days later and I go, what in the world was I thinking? And I can see it clear as day that I'm either doing it wrong, I'm in the wrong place, I need to make a transition, I need to switch whatever project I'm working on, I need to drop that. And of course, that doesn't involve dropping others, but I need to just make that shift. Okay, because if I shift and there are others involved, I ask them to shift with me. So keep all of these things in mind and work to discover if you're in the right business. Finally, are you inspired? Are you feeling a need? And can you charge for it? Can you make money? Okay, so when you can get a yes to all three of those, then you're most likely on the right track. Now, all you need is to be held accountable and to get the necessary information so you can stay in the game and get through the pain points of that business. Every business has some pain points, believe me. People don't like to do selling. They see it as begging people to buy their products. So there are ways that you can deal with that such that it's not a pain point. People, their customer service is lacking. That's a pain point for a lot of businesses. And sometimes it's a pain point they don't even know it's a pain point. So just get the knowledge you need so you can get beyond the pain points. And if you're in the right business, hey, before you know it, you're going to be thriving. You're going to make more money than you could possibly imagine. You're going to be excited about life. You're going to be helping others. Wow, you just became a piece to the puzzle to make this world a better place. Listen, you guys, enjoy this Thriving Thursday. Enjoy your weekend. And I want to remind you to go to designingyourlifetoday.com. Check out our Live with Purpose journal. Check out our online coaching and get what you need so you can get the results and get to where it is you want to be. Because it's all about doing life with power.